Folks are moving here in record numbers to become a part of our winning way of life. Californians and New Yorkers have never seen a state like ours, a state that actually trusts its people, one that embraces and promotes liberty and freedom.
That was Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, a Republican, a potential pick as Donald Trump's running mate, and reportedly a potential candidate herself for president in 2028. That shot she took at California and New York was from her State of the State address. Kristi Noem wasn't the only governor this year who used a State of the State address to take a shot at other states. Many more did. In fact, there seemed to be more negative mentions of other states than the traditional target, Washington, D.C. In this podcast, we examine this year's crop of State of the State addresses. Our focus, governors who knocked other states, states whose governors happened to be from opposite parties. It happened a lot in 2024. So to make this manageable, we've added a filter, a twist. We're hearing specifically from governors who might run for president in 2028. Because in this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, it's the war between the states of the state addresses. Instead of the blue versus the gray, the civil war, the rhetorical civil war, is the blue versus the red.
Hi, it's John from C-SPAN. Imagine 45 years ago, when there were just a handful of television networks, C-SPAN first went on the air bringing an unfiltered view of government directly to America's living rooms. No spin, no commentary, just pure democracy in action.
And it's Janae from C-SPAN. It was a bold experiment. We finally had a front row seat to Congress, the White House, and the campaign trail, all without government funding.
As we celebrate 45 years and a legacy of unfiltered access, we ask for your support of a donation in honor of over four decades of service. Your gift, no matter how big or small, will help maintain this vital resource for access to the democratic process.
And you can help ensure another 45 years of witnessing history unfold and empowering citizens to be informed and engaged in the political process. Visit cspan.org/donate today and join our 45th anniversary campaign.
Thanks for supporting C-SPAN, your unfiltered view of government. Visit cspan.org/donate today to make your gift of support. Thanks.
Another line from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's State of the State address, and another shot at a blue state.
We have been able to market our state as a Second Amendment haven. My Office of Economic Development is actively working to recruit firearm businesses from states that do infringe on our Second Amendment rights. Last year, California became the first state in America to levy a special tax on guns and ammunition. We immediately invited California gun manufacturers to move here to South Dakota.
Kristi Noem might become Donald Trump's running mate. Here's a Republican governor who likely won't, Ron DeSantis of Florida. He ran for president in 2024 and may run again in 2028. In his State of the State address, he name-checked three blue states and a blue nation's capital.
Cities throughout the land have decayed. Washington, D.C. has experienced its deadliest year in more than two decades, and San Francisco has fallen into a doom loop whereby crime, homelessness, and drug abuse have eviscerated the quality of life in the city. Other states have enacted policies that have sparked an exodus of their residents out of their states. In Illinois, residents are saddled with high taxes, while spendthrift politicians continue to spend and borrow at some of the highest rates in the nation, with massive unfunded liabilities that will require even higher taxes in the future. Of course, soft-on-crime policies have devastated public safety in major cities like Chicago. California's per capita spending is triple that of Florida, and yet they face a $68 billion budget deficit. Their violent crime's up, robberies are up, and a recent Stanford University study shows that businesses are leaving in droves. Florida now has millions of more residents than New York State, yet New York's budget is twice the size of ours here in Florida. They have a $4.3 billion deficit. We now have more manufacturing jobs than New York and have added twice as many jobs as New York in the past year, and our unemployment rate is close to 50% lower than that of New York.
Speaking of Ron DeSantis, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds endorsed him in the 2024 Republican primary over Donald Trump, yet she has made the list of potential Republican candidates in 2028. In her State of the State address, Governor Reynolds cited her partnership with a red state, not Florida, Texas.
States are generally focused on domestic policies, on what's happening here in our communities. But over the last few years, states have been forced to deal with foreign threats, sometimes because the federal government has refused to carry out its constitutional duty. The crisis at the southern border is at the top of that list. Thankfully, our men and women in uniform continue to answer the call, to step in where their national leaders have failed. In August and September, 109 Iowa National Guard soldiers and 31 state troopers and special agents from the Department of Public Safety were deployed to the U.S. southern border in Texas to support Operation Lone Star. They worked alongside the Texas National Guard and Highway Patrol, combating criminal activity along a 1,200-mile stretch of the Rio Grande. They manned illegal points of entry, worked human smuggling and drug trafficking cases, and apprehended nearly 3,000 illegal migrants.
And Governor Reynolds took a shot at California.
Children who can't read by third grade are four times more likely to drop out of high school, which dramatically increases their chances of being arrested, using illegal drugs, and having poor health. Yet 35% of Iowa's third graders aren't reading proficiently. Again, it's better than most states. About 60% of California third graders don't meet that mark.
Another Republican governor who ran for president in 2024 and may run again, Doug Burgum of North Dakota. He gave his State of the State address with a PowerPoint and tossed in a lot of blue states.
We also set a goal. We said, hey, we wanted to have the highest GDP per capita in the nation. How are we coming on that? Well, we've moved up. We're in the top eight here. But take a look at this list. It might be a little small to read on the big screen. But every one of those states on there is a blue state. We're the only red state, if you can use those words there. But New York, Wall Street, Massachusetts, biotech, Washington, Twitter, Amazon, Microsoft, California, Silicon Valley, Connecticut, and Delaware, close to the New York metro area. Colorado, I don't know, maybe that's legal marijuana, I'm not sure. New Jersey, close to New York. I mean, so you've basically got, tech and finance are the things that are driving these high GDPs, at the state level. We're not tech. We're not Silicon Valley. We're not finance. We're not New York City. And here we are on this list. I mean, way to go, North Dakota.
So far, we've heard just from Republican governors of states. We should probably throw in some balance. So let's hear from a Republican governor of a commonwealth. From Virginia, here's Glenn Youngkin.
Virginians are in charge of our destiny. No one else. And that means we also put power where it belongs, with the people. We must reject the current misguided law that allows California to dictate our vehicle laws. Not only does it defy common sense, Virginians should decide for Virginians. And with this misguided law in place, the regulatory process is starting this year, meaning more and more Virginians will see higher costs and fewer choices. The fastest way to fix this is for Virginia's General Assembly to pass a bill allowing Virginians to decide what car they drive.
Okay, time for Democratic governors who might run for president in 2028. From Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer.
Every parent knows that the person standing in the front of the classroom matters. In some states, educators are being undermined, micromanaged, and even criminalized just for doing their jobs. In Florida, teachers are disrespected and book bans are rampant. Heck, just 2 weeks ago, a district banned the dictionary. The dictionary. In Texas, nearly one in three teachers aren't even certified. That's not how you improve education. In Michigan, we're forging a different path. We're sending a message loud and clear. We support our teachers.
And here's New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Here in New Jersey, before that dreadful Dobbs decision came down, we codified the right to an abortion. We had long ago restored funding for Planned Parenthood and family planning services after 8 years before us of zero funding. And later this year, thanks to the leadership of Senator Shirley Turner and Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds Jackson's Trenton zone, we will take another step. Women will be able to walk into a New Jersey pharmacy and buy birth control without a prescription. Here in New Jersey, we understand that as A. Philip Randolph said, and I quote him, freedom is never given, it is won. And we are winning freedoms for everyone. Because if lawmakers in states like Florida and Texas think they can rip away rights from our fellow citizens, we've got news for them, not in the Garden State.
And a footnote, we're going to squeeze in the Oklahoma State of the State address. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt hasn't been reported as a potential presidential candidate in 2028, but he did praise red state Florida and knock blue state New York.
Listen to this. New York, they have 19.8 million people, and their annual budget is $233 billion a year. Florida, one of the fastest growing states, it's actually bigger than New York, with 22 million people. Their annual budget is half that, about $116 billion a year. Florida doesn't have an income tax. New York is at 10.9%.
And Governor Stitt cited a popular TV show to go after blue states again.
Kevin O'Leary from the Shark Tank came to visit Oklahoma a couple weeks ago. And as he explores places to make new investments, he says he would never invest in states like California, New York, because of their overregulation and their taxes. Oklahoma has the business environment he is looking to tap into.
And how about Spencer Cox? The Republican governor of Utah isn't rumored to be running for president in 2028, but he is chair of the bipartisan National Governors Association. So he shouldn't be taking shots at other states, right? Well, here's Governor Cox in his State of the State address.
I want Utah to be the best place to live in the nation. I want Utah to be the best place to start a business. I want Utah to be the best place to have a family. And if that attracts people, well, we live in a free country and a free market. Now, don't get me wrong, you guys. I would love to build a wall around our state and get California to pay for it. But I know that is not going to happen.
We've heard Democratic governors attack Florida and Texas, and Republican governors attack New York and California. Now let's hear Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. He, too, is reportedly a potential candidate for president in 2028. And like the other blue state governors, yes, he takes a shot at a red state. But first, get this, he takes a shot at another blue state, and it's a big one.
Our fiscal house is in order, and we are able to keep our communities and our commitments to those communities and to the people of Illinois. This year's budget proposal is focused and disciplined. And because of the responsible actions we took in the last few years, paying off state debt and treating federal pandemic relief as one-time revenue, we are not facing the budgetary challenges that other big states are this year. California, for example, has a $38 billion deficit to contend with. Meanwhile, Illinois' budget is balanced.
Yes, you heard right, California. But rest assured, Governor Pritzker also took on a red state, a big one too. And he did something the other governors didn't do. He named the governor of the state he was attacking.
Over the last 18 months, more than 35,000 asylum seekers have arrived in Illinois. Most of them landed here in buses sent by Governor Abbott of Texas. Abbott willfully planned the arrival of these individuals in locations and at times that would engender the maximum chaos for the city of Chicago and for the asylum seekers themselves. Children, pregnant women, and the elderly have been sent here in the dead of night, left far from our designated welcome centers, in freezing temperatures, wearing flip-flops and T-shirts. Think about that the next time a politician from Texas wants to lecture you about being a good Christian.
Now, out of fairness, you probably want to hear what Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, and California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, had to say in their State of the State addresses. After all, as you heard, lots of other governors went negative on their states. Well, you can't. This year, neither one gave a State of the State address. And now, a bonus clip from another potential presidential candidate in 2028, Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis. Not mentioning another state, but teasing his own political future.
You know, as I look around this room, I see a few of you who might have announced campaigns for other offices. We're sorry that we risk losing you. We want to keep you busy here, whether it's Congress, County Commissioner, Mayor, City Council. And I want to thank you for your desire to continue to serve. There's been some buzz about what might be next for me as well. I don't pay much credence to it, but nevertheless. But I'm ready to put an end to the speculation. With the competition gearing up in the next few weeks, I want to announce I'm ready to try out for the Colorado Rockies this spring. Who needs legislation when you can have home runs? And frankly, we all know they could use the help.
And yes, Governor Polis did toss a baseball in the air when he said that. And since you've listened to a whole podcast about State of the State addresses, let's give you a treat, a rare second bonus clip. It's from Pennsylvania and another governor who might run for president in 2028. Pennsylvania is the only state with a divided legislature. Democrats control the lower chamber and Republicans control the upper chamber. So it's no surprise that Democratic Governor Jeff Shapiro did not take a shot at another state, whether red or blue. But he did something no other governor did in an address to the General Assembly. He spoke a little Yiddish.
Come on. Y'all should be for decent wages. Come on. Man, let's be real. Our minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour for 15 years. 15 years. You know what that is? That's a Shonda. And if you don't know what that means, go ask the budget secretary later. It is time we raise our minimum wage to $15 an hour here in Pennsylvania.
Well, you don't have to ask Pennsylvania's budget secretary what a Shonda is. We'll tell you right now. It's something that is so shameful, it's a scandal. Let's use it in a sentence. How about this? If you're not searching the C-SPAN video library, well, that's a Shonda. That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Thanks for listening, and happy searching.